Now time for a locker room chat with Moore Hill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, you guys go 1-1. Let's start off with your first game from this past week against Jefferson County North. A tough one for you guys offensively, losing that one 45-15. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, that was one of the toughest nights offensively that I think we've experienced here. I mean, the combination of missing shots we normally take, some shot selection. We actually didn't turn the ball over much. We just had trouble getting in and going against their size and against their zone. And, nothing was going on the offensive end, and I think we kind of let that affect us on the defensive end a little bit. We didn't play particularly great defense that night. But I was really proud of how we bounced back last night, because it was pretty much the complete opposite of that game. Our offense was clicking everywhere, inside and outside. And so kind of we bounced back a little bit, but yeah, that last Friday night was a tough game offensively. We probably wasn't affected too much on the defensive end, but I was really proud of how we bounced back yesterday.
Yeah, you guys certainly did, winning that one 59-40. Coach, you had four players with 10 or more points. Your overall thoughts on your offensive performance?
Yeah, that was wonderful. That was about maybe close to our ceiling offensively too that night. So we'd like to think we're a lot closer to that team offensively than we were last Friday night. But yeah, having four players double figures was great. We had moments. Our defense came and went that game a little bit. But yeah, I mean, we just our assist numbers were way up. I think we had 15 or 16 assists last night, which was a good number for us. So we got the ball moving a little bit on offense last night. I think kind of got out of a slump, hopefully. So that's always what you want this time of year when you're in your final games. You still got legs under you, and you're still able to score the ball. So that was a big help, and I was glad that offense rolled it and lingered for us.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys put up 16 points in the first quarter and 20 in the second quarter. How important was it to get off to such a fast start?
Yeah, I think everybody was wondering what our confidence level is going to be like offensively, and even I was a little bit at times. But we know what we're capable of, and we've talked all year that we think we have some balance. We think we can score the ball inside. We think we have good shooters. We think we can handle the ball. I mean, we think we can have some balance on offense. The last night definitely showed that. We started the game by working the ball inside, and we're getting good looks at the rim. And then pretty quickly after that, when they went zone, we had good looks outside, knocked it down. So we know that's close to what we're capable of. And again, we were probably on a hot shooting night last night. So like I said, we're probably somewhere between the two games, between Friday and Tuesday. But we think we're a lot closer to the offensive potential we showed last night. And I was really proud of our girls just kind of mentally bouncing back from kind of a tough game last Friday.
And Coach, that game snapping a four-game losing skid. You guys now try to transition to a game against Jackson Heights on Friday. A very good Cobras team. You guys played them earlier in the season. That was all the way back on December the 13th. 54-25 was the final score. Your thoughts on that game and how you guys can try to change things in this one?
Yeah, it does seem like forever ago, but one thing I think we're so fortunate for is we just played our seventh road game in a row. So whenever you play seven road games, you're just kind of wishing you had a home game to break that up. And luckily, we get that this Friday, so I think we're looking forward to playing back at home for the first time in a long time. But yeah, we know how good they are, and we're going to have to bring in defensively if we're going to be able to slow them down a little bit. We played some good teams recently, and I thought we competed well defensively, so I'm hoping we're up for the challenge on Friday. But yeah, they got so many offensive weapons. They play such good defense. I mean, we know what they're capable of, so we're going to be ready to go. But we like to think we can play a lot more competitive games than we did there a long time ago back in December. So we're fortunate it's a home game, though, so hopefully that works our benefit.
Yeah, and it's a home game, but then right after that, you play three more games right back on the road. So best of luck with that. And, Coach, thank you so much for joining us here today. And I appreciate your time, as always. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jared.
That was Moore Hill Mount Academy girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coming up next, we'll chat with Dan Rapplinger, the Moore Hill Mount Academy boys and basketball coach. Stay tuned.